Hey guys, real quick. I've been working on my social media game, specifically my Instagram. It's where I post most of my personal stuff in bite-sized business zingas. So if we aren't connected, let's go and let's get connected over there. And if we are, amazing. Well, let's get back to the show.
Yeah, I think so. I went through all of your stuff. It wasn't like crazy, whatever. I copied, like made a copy of all the docs. And I got made sure I had the Remitly and online jobs. So hopefully we're good.
Yeah, the whole point of this is that, like, yes, it is actually really simple and really easy. I just think that sometimes it's like it's really nice to have somebody go through it. And this is exactly how it's done. And then here, go through the documents yourself. So that's kind of the whole point of this, is to show everybody that, like, this is honestly a common question I get. I'm like, it's so easy, but let's just do it. But like, if it's so easy, then let's just freaking do it then. How about that?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
For sure.
I'm also letting some people on here, and like, it's going to be very much like, yes, just going to be like, we're just going to do it. Like, there is no script. There's no playbook besides the course. I'll say that.
Sounds good.
We're going to get you to hire a VA. So.
Perfect.
Okay. I'm going to start letting the peoples on here.
Okay. Sounds good.
I'm going to make you co-host as well.
Okay.
So you can, if you see, like, if I'm talking and you see people who are sitting in the waiting room, you can let them on too.
Okay. Sounds good.
That way you have some controls up in here. Oh, Katie's going to be on here too. I didn't know Katie was going to be on here. Katie co-host as well. What's up?
That's awesome.
What's up, kids? Good to see everybody. See some really familiar faces. Lots of people who are in
the
group. Yeah, especially Nick White there.
Hi.
Renee and Brian. Both Renee's on here. It's awesome to see. Edgar.
Good morning.
What's up? What's up? Awesome, guys. Well, if you guys are starting to roll in here, thank you guys for hopping on here. And give a big shout out to Jessica for being our guinea pig here. She's going to go through this process with you. So if you guys are on here, maybe you're like interested in hiring a VA. Maybe you have hired a VA. You didn't have a good experience. But we're actually going to go through the whole process, and we're going to hire a VA. Maybe not by the end of the hour, but we'll at least get all the steps in place that you guys can see how it's done. And then you guys can have the confidence to go and hire as many VAs as you possibly need in your business, right? And I think that anything that a VA can do, they should do, right? Because the level of efficiency, the level of loyalty, and the loyalty of peace of mind that you'll get from a virtual assistant is like, I have not found a better value. And so they brought so much value to our business and our lives just in general that I want to at least share this opportunity with you guys. Maybe you guys decide to execute it or not, totally up to you guys. But before we get rock and roll again, give Jessica some love. The reason why I asked Jessica to do this is because she's a hyper executor. They her and Lucas, they came out to a decade in a day. They posted inside the group. So I think that Jessica, you want to kind of share a little bit about like your quick numbers, and then we'll go into the training.
For sure. Yeah. So when we met Logan, I believe we were at about $13,000 in revenue per month. And so, yeah, it was kind of scary because we had just let go of our commercial 2 months prior. And so our revenue was really down. But yeah, we met Logan, joined in on his masterclasses. And before we even like committed to Deck in a Day, we were like, whoa, there's some hardcore systems here and processes. We need to like implement everything. And so it was like information overload, but we just took it a step at a time, and then decided to, go meet Logan and Katie and do Deck in a Day with them, which like I cannot talk highly enough about because it was just the best experience ever. We talk about it probably almost on the daily, how we're so thankful we took the jump and did that. But anyway, at Deck in a Day, our goal was to reach $25,000 in recurring revenue by November 1st of this year. And I'm pretty sure by June 30th, next week, Friday, we're going to have hit that revenue goal. So all that to say, Logan's systems and processes work. I can tell you that. So it's just implementing and just work hard, get it done. You can do it too. So
you're a stud, and it's it's not my system processes, is they're just systems and processes, but you guys are the ones who are executing it. And that's the reason why I asked you to be on here. That's why I highlighted you, is because you and Lucas are executors. And I said this earlier, and I think Nick commented on it, like, winners always win. And so you guys are in here, you guys are winners, and like, you guys win, right? And you guys utilize systems and processes, but ultimately it's on you guys. So anyway, just I appreciate you guys for being on here. And Jessica, thank you so much for being the human guinea pig. And so let's get rocking and rolling here. So I'm going to literally just walk Jessica through this process. But before we get into it, does everyone know that this VA hiring course is even inside the portal? So I want to share this with everybody. Put this down. So if we go into the portal here, you guys can see, oh yeah. Reminder, if you guys do want to do Decade in the Day, you have 3 days before you get the 50% off discount. So just heads up on that. But when you guys are in the portal, you go to lesson number 4 under recruiting, and then you scroll to the bottom here, virtual assistant course. So you just click on this. This is where this is. Okay. So this is in here already. And then we're just going to walk, or Jessica's, we're actually going to walk Jessica through this process, and that way you guys can see her actually doing it and like going on online jobs PH and doing the job description, everything in here. But this is where you guys can access all this information. Okay. So it's inside the masterclass under recruiting, under VA hiring course. So I'm actually going to stop sharing my screen, and Jessica, I'm going to have you start sharing your screen, and we're actually just going to walk you guys. We're going to watch Jessica through this process. And if you guys have questions along the way, please ask them in the chat. That way, if there's things that need to be clarified, we can get them answered. And then Katie, if you want to just be on the lookout for those for me here, because I'm just going to be walking Jessica through this. And I don't have two screens today, so I'm old school and I'm on one screen. So I can only see what's on Jessica's screen. Okay. So the first thing we're going to do is go through online jobs PH. And so Jessica's already got her her website. Did you get subscribed to online jobs?
Yeah.
How much was it?
$69 US.
Yep. $69 US for the month. And it's just month to month.
Yep.
Correct?
Yep.
Cool. And if you guys do this properly, which you guys follow the system, you guys should have your VAs hired within less than a month. So you should only have to pay that one time. Now, if you need to go back and hire more VAs, then again, you can just pay it. You know, you cancel your, or you downscribe. Is that what you call it? I don't know. You cancel your account, or you go back to the free account in between when you're actually hiring. So that's how we do it. Now, I think they recently have a option to do a paid in full, where it's like, did they give you an option for a paid in full?
There was a third option. I just don't remember what it was. It was a lot more money. And I was like, yeah, no.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So there might be, again, depending on how frequently you're hiring, that might be an option for you. But again, up to this point, we have only needed to do the month to month. So $70 for online jobs PH. And then so once you're in here, it's really simple. You go to post a job. Cool. So job title. So if you actually go back to our VA hiring course, it should give us VA job description. So we'll click on that VA job description. Cool. So then job title, you can type in virtual assistant. And regardless if you're hiring a schedule manager, you're hiring a personal assistant, like just put down virtual assistant because it has the largest net, as largest funnel. Yep. Any is fine. And then job description, go ahead and go back to that job description.
Just copy everything.
Yep, exactly. And so again, like this is the template that I give you. You guys can modify this, you can change this, but it literally works really good this way too. So again, if you want to just copy and paste, you can just copy and paste it. But if you want to use this as your starting point, use it as your starting point. Okay. Amazing. Wage salary. Yep. Go back to your job description. See what's on there.
400 a month.
Yeah, 400 a month. Is this one. I think it's like the 50. So basically what Online Jobs does is it just they have some sort of system on the back end that they confirm that the person is actually who they say they are. So I just leave it standard.
Okay.
You got your email in there, you got your contact person. Okay. So notifications. I would turn off notifications because it's about to be crazy. That's actually the biggest problem with this. You get too many applications, you get too many people, but as we go through the process, I'll show you how to filter through some of this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So primary skill, go ahead and select primary skill. So office admin virtual assistant, that's going to be our number one. And then, yeah, so these are all, I think these are ones you guys can, like, specifically what type of admin assistant you're looking for. Like, I would do admin assistant. And then...
Does it only let me pick one?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. And again, go down to secondary skill. And you can do this again. So go to office admin again if you want. And then you can pick a secondary skill. So you can pick data entry if you want, or if you want to do appointment setter. Again, like, just there are different options. Go back up to office admin for a second. So instead of, we can go to a different category. So go to secondary skill. You have number one. And then you can go English. Yeah, click on English. So these are some things you can, so writing or speaking, again, like if you're going to have a virtual assistant be able to talk on the phones, you want maybe somebody who speaks really well, or someone who's going to write things for you. But again, like that's not necessarily what we're looking for, and specifically for a cleaning business. Virtual assistants, go ahead and go back to office admin and rush you and go data entry. Yeah. Perfect. And then go ahead and secondary skill number two and virtual assistant. And then the last one is actually personal assistant. So personal assistants are great, like that skill level, because they are, they're just really good at attention detail. Okay. So go back up. We should make sure that we got everything right here. So virtual assistant, any type of employment. I actually prefer to do full-time just because that's what I'm looking for. But again, if you guys are not doing full-time, that's totally fine. I just find that you'll get a better quality of candidate if you go full-time.
Right.
Okay. And scroll down. Okay, go back into job description. You can just confirm that if you click in there, just make sure everything is actually in there.
Yeah.
Okay, looks good. Cool. All right, go ahead and click post job. Awesome, you successfully post your job. Okay. We'll go back to your dashboard here. Okay, so now let's play around a little bit here inside Online Jobs PH while candidates are coming in. So go to your account, I believe, job posts. Cool. So inside here, it's going to show you your job posts. So again, you can have multiple job posts if you want. I think it says it gives you up to three of those. So it'll show you all your different job posts. It'll show me hits. It'll show your applicants. It'll show the status of it. You can edit it. So if you go into edit, for example, let's say that we forgot something, go ahead and click edit. Meaning go back here and you can edit something, whether you want to change the pay, you want to change the type of person, you want to change your notifications. Like this is where you were, this is where you adjust those things. Go ahead and click save changes. Thank you. Yeah, go back to the job posts. You're gonna... Oh, it's so funny. If we are able to delay for about 5 minutes, this thing is going to start to flow really fast. And so while we have one applicant, this is actually great. So click on that one applicant that we already got.
Wait, I didn't even. Oh, we have a message already. I didn't even see that. So just click the message.
It's about to be crazy. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. So now this is actually the issue that we're going to run into, is that we're going to get a lot of applicants. Okay. So how do we sift through all these people? And so it's going to take work. So let me set the correct expectation. Like there is work to be done. It's just going to be done on the filtering of all these people. Okay. So how do we filter without wasting a ton of our time? Is go back to your hiring course, Jess. And then now we'll see there's interview questions, right? Or excuse me, the hiring questions. We'll click on those questions. Yeah. Okay. And so these are, again, a good framework. These are literally the questions I use, but you can take these and you can modify them as need be, but I literally just copy and paste these. And you can see that I literally just copy and paste it because all the font size are a little bit different. And so you're actually going to ask, so go back to the top here. So this first one, you're going to ask this question, thanks for applying. Please send me an email to blank, right? So you're giving them directions because you want to show that they can follow directions. And then you're going to ask them three questions per email that you're going to do or per response because you want to see if they're actually paying attention. And you also want to like speed up the process a little bit. And you're also going to ask like qualifying questions that if they say no, or if they don't fit into one of these categories, then you're not going to respond back to them. Okay. So are you looking for full-time or part-time? If you're looking for full-time and if they say part-time, then they're done, right? How many hours a week? Again, if you're looking for 40 hours a week, you need to make sure they can work 40 hours a week. What is your experience? So this one, obviously I updated it and changed it back to bookkeeping and QuickBooks, but you need to say, what is your experience with virtual assistant, right? Or if you want, again, if you want to be specific about what you want them to do, about personal assistant, virtual assistant, I would keep it very broad to start with. And then do you have have another job? So you really don't want them working for somebody else. That's why you want full-time. So you actually have their attention. Mm-hmm. And then they reply to you. After they respond to you, then you ask them the second series of questions. And just, will you make these a little bigger? Will you just make the font bigger so everybody can see it better? I'll go update that too. Or Kitty, if you want to, can you update that on the sheet?
I don't know if I have.
Oh, you're just to make a copy. I see. Because you need to make a. Dude, this is not yours. That's okay.
Yeah. I can make a copy.
Cool. That's totally fine. If Katie will just go through there and she'll update that so it's a little bigger. That way it's not so tiny. There you go. Okay. Cool. And then you'll ask the second series of questions. You add the third series of questions. And then the fourth series. And then the fifth question is to basically set up a Zoom interview with them. And I believe that there, if you go back to the hiring VA course, cool. And then there's the interview script right there. So then, again, we might get through some of this today. We'll see how many people apply and how fast they move. But we might get close to, we won't get quite on an interview, but we might get to the place where the last step of the equation is for you just to get on an interview and then ask these questions. Okay. So yeah. Go ahead and go back to your VA or go back to the interview questions. Go ahead and copy that first thing here. Yep. And then you're going to... Yep.
That. Okay.
The whole thing.
All of it? Okay.
Yep, all of it. Yeah. Right there. Yeah. Go and copy that. And go back to online jobs. Cool. Go ahead and paste that down there. And then you're going to need to update it so it doesn't say bookkeeper in QuickBooks, but to say virtual assistant. With a T, a assistant, like it's like a position. There you go. Perfect. And then copy this because we're going to use this. Yeah, go and copy that. And then go ahead and click send. And now go back to your messages, to your inbox, and we'll see how many more are in there now.
Oh my goodness. You weren't kidding.
I think you've also got to put your email in there, though. You forgot to. It said your email in parentheses.
Oh, that's all right. Okay, it's okay. We'll just move on. So if they're good, they'll ask back, right? So this is good.
Right.
So go ahead and go back, and then go to the next person, and then go ahead and I wouldn't even read this. Like this is these are all things that you'll read after the fact if somebody actually goes through your process, but then put your email in there. Yeah, so this first step of it is like you're not going to read any of this. You're just going to you're just going to see people actually follow your system and process. That's what you're actually learning right now through this is who can actually follow directions.
Right.
Yeah, and then you could go do that for the other. You're not going to be able to keep up with it. It's okay. What I really want is I want people to I want someone to respond back. That way we can at least do this second step of this, because that's mm-hmm. really what we're looking for, is people to actually respond back and to be able to, for you to be able to see the difference in different responses and kind of see what you guys are looking for. But yeah, it's funny because our virtual assistant does this now, right? Like this, obviously you can see like it's very task-based. So like we have one of our virtual assistants who actually does the interviewing process for VAs.
Wow.
Okay, so while Jessica is doing this, Jessica, will you actually unshare your screen for a second?
Yeah.
And then go ahead and continue to do that. I'm going to see if there's some people in the chat who have questions while Jessica's responding to all these people. Okay, so while Jessica's doing that, do you guys have any questions while she's responding? Or is this so far, is this making sense? Like, are you guys feeling like you guys could do this so far? Put a yes in the chat, even if you guys feel like you can't do this. Yes, it is. Like, you will have to turn. So Renee asked, is this a normal amount of applicants? You will have to turn it off in less than an hour, because you'll have 70 to 100 applicants, which will just be unreasonable for you to be able to get through by yourself. Again, if you have a virtual assistant who can do this for you, you can get through a lot more. But for you, as people who are doing this yourselves for the very first time, you want to actually turn it off within probably the first hour, get about 70 to 100 applicants for you to be able to filter through. Otherwise, it gets a little bit overwhelming. Okay, everything else looks good. It's exciting, makes sense. What are you applying credits? What are the applying credits in the Canada's responses? What do you know about that, Brian?
I saw a little in both responses. One said two, one said five. I didn't know if it was like a weighted, like it's two credits to reply to this person or five credits to reply to this one.
I saw it
a second time. The first time I was like, maybe my eyes were playing a joke on me, and then the second time I did see it in the. And it showed a candidate's response when Nancy first opened it, or Jessica first opened it.
Okay. We'll go back there and look at it. But I'm not sure, I guess. We'll go back to it in a second. Nancy asks, I have questions about how to figure out how many hours you have to offer. Do you just say full-time, even if you don't want to have it, but are good with paying it anyway? Yes. Like, again, the attention that you're going to get from someone who's solo focused on you is so valuable that if they're willing to work up to 40 hours and you're able to pay $400 a month, which is $93 a week for a full-time person to do all the tasks in your business, like, is it worth it? Right? So to me, it's yes, right? Can you do it part-time? 100%. You totally can. Part of the training of the I got was actually the guy who built this online jobs PH. And so like I modeled my course off of his course, right? And he said that you will find the best candidates if you pay full time. And because there's such a arbitrage of what it costs us versus like how much more, like how good of money that is for them and how good of the opportunity is for them, he's like, I would suggest you pay full time and you pay and you do a salary. So I'm going off the guy who literally created online jobs PH and like his advice. So hopefully that gives a little bit of a perspective of why it's set up the way it is of full-time and salary. And again, as you guys go through this, when you guys actually go through the course on the explainer videos, I actually walk through a little bit more of the philosophy on anything that on exactly why everything is in there. Because there are some nuances. Okay. All right. Jessica says, do you give all these VAs very specific directions, videos to do the tasks needed? Yes. Yes, exactly. Yes, Jessica. So the key to having a good relationship and having an effective virtual assistant is actually your ability to be able to communicate what you want to them. And so a part of that, part of the course, and Jessica actually mentioned this to me today, is I started explaining, you know, how we, what we use, we called a, what's called a VA duties list. And so it's on the course. And we basically have the task itself. It's like payroll. And so under payroll, they click the video under, they click the link on payroll, and all of a sudden there's a video that pops up, and then we walk through exactly the step-by-step process on how to do payroll, right? All the links that they need, all the logins they need. One of the logins was in there from, I think our just call and our email, which we've updated and changed them. So if you guys want to try to use our email, password's different, so you can't use it. Yes, it's your job to create the systems and to be able to communicate it to them. And if they're not able to follow it, understand it's not their fault, it's your fault. So hopefully that makes sense, Jessica. Virtual assistants' strengths are not creating systems. Their strength is following systems. So if you're like, hey, somebody else figured this out for me, like a virtual assistant will not work for you. In that case, like you will fail if you're trying to get somebody else to create the system for you. Okay.
That is the only time that they will ghost you as well, is if correct. They don't feel like they understand it and they're not confident enough to say, I don't understand it. So one thing we always do is ask, does that make sense? What questions do you have? Because they likely have questions. It's not, you just want to open up the door to be able to communicate with them.
Yeah. That's always, so anytime you send them a new task, you say, hey, I updated your task sheet with a new task. And they're gonna be like, thank you so much. And then always follow it up with, and if you have any questions, please let me know, right? Or I would actually, a better question to ask is like, does everything make sense? Or if you want to even go to the third step, is like, what part of this doesn't make sense to you? I'm like, no, everything makes sense. Okay, cool, right? So there's different levels of questioning that you can get to where you, again, like, do you want the easy answer, the soft answer? Is like, okay, let me know if you have any questions. That would be like a really soft response. You could, the next level of it would be, tell me what questions you have. And then the third one is like, what problems do, or what in here doesn't make sense? Right. So there's different levels of like response. And if you actually are able to err on the side of like, just tell me what the problem is, like, tell me what problems you see with this so I can help you. A lot of times you'll get like, no, everything makes sense. I got this. Right. Something to that degree. Okay. All right. Jessica, keep rolling through over there. And then look, do you have anybody who's on their second response yet?
Nope. Not yet.
Okay, cool. So keep refreshing and let me know when you have someone on your second response, and then we'll come back here.
Okay.
All right. Renee, okay, so if you're hiring someone full-time, is it a good idea to combine things? As an example, combine them, ask them to do Indeed, schedule. Yes, so Renee, think of a virtual assistant as the person who does everything, right? So if you look at that hiring course and you see our VA task duties, you'll see that for the long time, when we were just getting started, we had Jaya, our top virtual assistant. She's now our customer support manager. She was doing our cleaning company. She was doing our short-term rental property management. She was doing our long-term property management. She was doing Katie's personal assistant duties. And she was even doing some of my personal assistant stuff as well, right? And then it got to a point where there was actually too many tasks for just her. And so then we started hiring more virtual assistants. So.
Yeah, great question. Renee, they can do everything and anything remotely. That can be done.
Yes. Anything that's task-based, repetitive-based, that you're just like, man, like, I've done this 100 times. Like, amazing. Like, do it again. It's going to take you an extra 10 minutes, but you're going to record it with a Zoom or a Loom, whatever your screen recording software is you want to use. And then you're going to save it on a drive or on your computer or somewhere where it can be saved. And then you're going to create a link for it. Put it into on Google Doc or some sort of way that they can click on it, and then boom, they can pop up and they can watch it. And then right below, you can put login information. You can put additional docs in there that they like, additional information that you want in there. Like, you can make this as detailed as you want to, right?
I have somebody now.
Oh, you got somebody next? Okay. Let me see if there's any more questions here, and then we'll come back here. Okay. Jessica says, I have a physical assistant that does a variety of tasks. I'm looking to pass some of those on to a VA. Yeah. It's great. Yeah. It's they're also great helpers. So like we have our virtual assistants help a lot with our salesperson, with our recruiter who are their American base. And we basically use the virtual assistants as their helpers as well. So again, like it's only like your imagination is the only thing that is stopping you from using a virtual assistant in your business. Whether they're helping you specifically, they're helping someone on your team specifically, or they're helping the business as a whole. I assure you, there's enough repetitive tasks that a virtual assistant can do for you to outvalue the $400 that you pay them every single month.
Absolutely.
Nancy says, has one person who does it all, has they ever bite you in the butt if they quit? Yes. I don't know. I don't know if we had specifically anybody quit on us, but obviously like philosophy, like one is the loneliest number in business. So I always like to get to a place where you have two, if you can get there quick. Like I believe that actually we've actually always had at least two, right, Katie?
Now that I think about it, we've never had one.
Yeah. So we've always had two, one full-time. You can have one as part-time. You definitely want to get, or you can have, you can start with two part-times. Again, like my suggestion is you have at least one full-time. And then if you want to layer on a second part-time, that's great. But, one is the loneliest number in business. So,
and as you build this VA duties task sheet, this is like their holy Bible for the next person that you hire. Even if the current VA that you hire stays with you and you hire an additional one, they can both reference the same document. And this document becomes a draft that is constantly being updated, constantly being improved, and constantly growing with tasks.
Yep.
So it's actually beneficial almost when somebody leaves you because you improve processes and systems. Every time that we hire a new position, we go back and we're like, how can we improve this? This obviously didn't work very well. Yeah. So we improve it for the next person. And our standards get higher.
Oh, I'll go back to that, actually, what I said, and like I'll reframe that again, because not everyone is in a situation where you can have an extra $200, extra $400 a month as an insurance policy that if somebody does quit, that you don't have to jump back in. So like number one, like if you have that, like I pay that as an insurance policy. Now let's say that you don't want to pay that as an insurance policy. Like as we were walking through this process with Jessica, you'll find that you can hire a virtual assistant in a day. So, does it bite you in the butt? Like maybe you might have to go back. It'll just like take you a day or two to hire another virtual assistant, but then they're in there. As long as your videos are good and your walkthroughs are good, like they should just be able to go through there and watch the videos and like at least have a general idea. And of course the onboarding process, there's still an onboarding. It'll take a couple days, a week, depending on the level of skills or the level of tasks that you're having them do. So that's the other side of it. If you're not going to have the insurance policy, then yes, it's going to take you a couple days to hire and onboard a new virtual assistant.
And with that being said, Filipinos are the most devoted people I have ever met. Their culture is very consistent and very reliable and very dependable. They do not, when you treat them appropriately, when you treat them like a human, they will be with you forever. Yeah. Like I have zero fears of them ever leaving me. My biggest fear is a power outage, but they always come back.
Which does happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're very grateful for the opportunity. Again, like as you, when you guys go through the videos, I'll explain a little bit about the culture, but they're so grateful. Like it's like a work from home for them is insane because it's really hard for them to get the wages. Plus being able to travel is not like, their travel is difficult to get from one end of their city to the next end of the city. And they all live in like different cities, but it's very populated over there. Let's just put it that way. So it's an amazing opportunity. And as long as they feel respected and they feel that they feel like they have trust in you, which we'll talk a little bit as we go through here, like about paying and setting expectations, they will never leave you. Like, Jay has been with us for 2.5 years. and Ray has been with us for over a year. And any other virtual assistant that we have ever, that we don't have on our team right now, is because we chose to let them go because they either weren't performing or we didn't have work for them at the time. So. Cool. Yeah, there you go. So Jessica said she's actually paying her assistant double the price. So she'd hire two VAs. Exactly. And move into a sales role. Even better. Again, now you're looking at how do you allocate your resources, which is really good. Okay, Jessica, we got some second responders here.
You
want to go ahead and share?
I've got some emails. Oh, right. Share my screen. I've had a bunch of people email me, so.
Amazing.
Yeah. Now I don't know how to find you guys back. Do you see my screen or no?
Yes.
Okay, yep. Perfect. So I have had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people send me their emails.
Okay. So go back to your VR hiring course. Just want to show where this is again. So. Yep. And then you'll go to your hiring questions, which you have pulled up. Again, I just want to like walk through this exactly where it's at. So, and then we'll go to the second round of emails. So thanks for the quick response. Yep. Ask 3 questions.
So we would take this over to email, right?
Yep. Yeah, you're not even going to look through it. You're literally just going to copy and paste.
I have to move these people. There we go. All right.
Yeah, and then go ahead.
Do that
and
with everybody.
Go back and do that with everybody. Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Cool. Give us one more, and then you can go ahead and unshare your screen here.
You're also putting bookkeeping in there. We changed it to virtual assistant.
Oops.
Oh shoot.
Good catch.
Sorry. I updated it on the sheet now, but you made a copy.
Cool.
All right. I will go change that and stop sharing.
Amazing. Okay. All right. And so as you guys can see, she already got 8 second responses, and you'll literally go through that. Those interview questions. Again, make sure that it's actually to the virtual assistant and not bookkeeping. Looks like Katie's going to update that, which is great. And then you walk into that process. Okay. And you'll start to feel again, like this net is really wide. And so when we go back to the online jobs, but by the time we're back in there, we'll see how many applicants are in there. Again, it's going to be very wide. And then after the first question that we send, we'll get people to respond to the second question and the third question, fourth question, fifth question. And we'll continue to narrow this down to filter out as much of the riffraff as you possibly can to the people who are actually number one who want it and who actually meet your criteria. That way you're only interviewing a handful of people on Zoom rather than how do you interview 100 people, right? Like you can't do it, right? So that's what this process is doing. It's filtering out as many of his applicants that don't fit our criteria and to filter themselves out. And then there'll be an interview. Again, like you guys saw the script that's inside there. And then once you do the interview, you're like, hey, I really like this person. Then what do you do? Right. So Jessica, are you finished with the second responses with everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Will you go ahead and share your screen again and then go back to the VR hiring course?
Mm-hmm.
Which for anybody who's just tuning in, the VR hiring course is inside your masterclass membership area. It's under recruiting. All right, and now you're going to go to the VA formal offer letter. So let's say you find someone that you really, really like, right? Or maybe find 2 people that you really, really like. And so again, here's a good template. You literally just put in their name, dear Jessica, this is an offer for whatever position is the virtual assistant with our company. busy mom's cleaning, right? You will report to me or to somebody else on your team in the role of virtual assistant, right? You'll be expected to carry out the following duties and responsibilities, okay? And then you're offering them a salary of X amount of dollars in exchange for X amount of hours of work. You'll be paid whatever that breaks down to weekly. If it's $400, it's $93 a week. You get paid on each Sunday of each week. Certain working hours are specific times. Again, keep in mind that the Philippines time is quite a bit ahead of us. And so, Kitty, do you know the conversion right now? Like, if right now we are 12:40 Mountain Standard Time, what is it in the Philippines? Do you know? So they're ahead of time. Actually, I don't know if Kitty's even still here anymore. No, she's not. It's funny. Yeah, she left the building. She actually got to go pick up our youngest one. She's at gymnastics and swimming or something. She's doing something right now. I don't know. She's doing something. if someone wants to Google it, that'd be amazing. But they're 12 hours ahead. There you go. Cool. Yeah, so they are, if they're 12 hours ahead, then it's 12:40 in the morning there. So.
Wow.
So you basically just put the hours that they work, right? You're also offering, we're also offering 2 hours of paid time off. Please request time ahead off 30 days in advance. This position will start on whatever date you want to start it on. Your first pay date will be this day. Again, we're trying to be as specific as possible. You guys are seeing this. Like, we want to outline every single detail. Mm-hmm. We recognize these holidays and you'll get paid on these holidays. So these are part of like their benefits is these are all the holidays for, that they recognize and then they follow. So like, for instance, like last week it was, or 2 weeks ago, the June 12th one, all the virtual assistants, it was a Monday. They had it all off. I was like, oh, cool. Okay. So it's what it is, right? Other than that, if you keep scrolling down here, we use WhatsApp. Again, if you use Slack or you use something else, like you put in what you're going to use. And then this last part is super, super important. These are one of the things that you mentioned the first time that you mentioned over and over again, right? And so, again, the only reason that a virtual assistant will ghost you is because they don't want to lose your respect, right? They don't want to feel less than. And so if you just say, hey, it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to fail. It's okay to not know what's going on. Like, please ask me, like, let me help you, okay? And so that's what that last question is. Can I count you not to disappear if you get lost or stuck, but instead come to me if you need help? Okay. And so this is obviously very specific to virtual assistants because they're very sensitive to it, but humans, which includes Americans, are very sensitive to this as well. So a lot of times it's like you as the business owner, you yourself do not give yourself a break to make mistakes. You yourself are so hard on yourself that you expect everything to be perfect. And perfection is the lowest possible standard, not the highest possible standard. It's the lowest possible standard, right? It's a form of blame and victimhood to not give yourself permission to make mistakes and to feel like I gotta be perfect. So the first person you need to practice this on is yourself, but the second person is your virtual assistant, and the third person is going to be your American employees. Okay, so this is your offer letter. So then you literally just send this via email and then they say, yes, they accept it. Okay. And then now you have a virtual assistant. Amazing. Now what? So go back to your VA hiring course. Right. And then now we have our VA duty. So this is going to be the next step. It's like, you need to actually give them work to do. So it's not like, okay, go do this. Right. So it's your job again. Like there's work to be done on your end. A lot of the work actually is done on your end. Is in you create the VA duty. So this is just an overview video, but you literally just create a Google Doc, just like you're seeing right here. And you'll, like, whatever task it is that you're doing, you're going to make a video for it and then put everything below it that they need in order to complete the task, whether that be logins, whether that be additional information, but at bare minimum, they need the walkthrough video, okay? So you're going to get really good at explaining step by step and not skipping steps, not assuming that people know things, again, which is another level of communication that will help you in your life outside of hiring a virtual assistant that will help you grow your business, okay? So then once they have access to the VA duties, like, it's not like a, they don't quote unquote clock in and clock out. So you want to give them hours that they need to be on for so that you can communicate with them. But what we have our virtual assistants do is we just have them send us a message when they get on. So they'll say, hey, I'm starting my shift right now. Or, hey, I am, I'm ending my shift right now. So if you want to unshare your screen for a second, I will actually just walk you, I'll show you guys on my end what this looks like. So again, we use WhatsApp. And so, oh, it's already up right here. So you can see here, look at that, perfect. So you can see Rhea, she came in here today and she says, starting my shift right now. Okay, and then at the end of her shift, she'll, actually, can you guys see my screen?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so let's see here. So usually what it looks like is the only thing I send Rhea for me personally is I send her my workouts. So she uploads my workouts to a specific drive, but she'll come in and say, start my shift and ending my shift. And the only thing I send to her is my workouts. And then I just give her like a little thumbs up sometimes, but like, okay, cool. That's it. So that way that I know they're online, and then if I have a specific task, I send it to them. But outside of that, like, they already know what they're doing because it's already on the VA task sheet. But if I want to send them a new task, let me go back here. So usually I send, so James right now is doing most of the new task stuff for me. So I can find. Yeah, so when I send them a new task, I'll say, oh no, that's a different one. Yeah, so I'll send him a new task right here, and like someone like James, like that's all I send him, and he figures it out, right? So, like the better you get at interviewing, the better virtual assistant you'll find too, and they need less direction. But again, err on the side that you over communicate rather than under communicate. So, all right. Oh, Kay says she's got to run. Okay, cool. Yeah. So, Audie, the culture recognition is so important, so valuable. That's what actually allows you to build that trust level really, really quickly, is that you've done a little bit of homework and a little bit of due diligence, and you thought about it from their point of view. Because as human beings, we are naturally hardwired to only think about things from our own point of view. When we actually just take a moment to step back and be like, huh, what is it like if I put myself in their shoes? What does their perspective look like? Right. Cool. Okay, so I'm gonna answer a couple of questions here, and then we'll get back into the process. Are people on their third question yet?
Yeah, somebody just responded to that second question.
Okay, so let me answer a couple more questions here, and then we'll get back in here to the third question. Jessica says, your VAs who communicate with your team and schedule, et cetera, how does that work with hours needed when the VAs are on the opposite schedule? Do they work your hours? Yes, we pick their hours. So they are generally working overnight. Yeah, so their hours, they're working through the middle of the night. But again, because it's actually culturally normal for them to work overnight, because a lot of them, they do work for foreign employers. So while some of them work for Americans, some of them work for European countries, like, it's not uncommon for them. Like, it's the standard for them to work overnights. So it's like, we're trying to get an American to work from 12 p.m. to 8 a.m. in the morning, and like, it's difficult. So again, another value add. Yes, they work our hours. That's a phenomenal question. All right. Jess, if you want to, go ahead and share your screen again, and let's go back in and let's start doing some third round of questions here.
Okay. So there's two here. So I'll just go to the third response.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. So we're not like reading any of their answers still?
No, we are. Yeah, sorry. We should be reading these now.
Okay.
Sorry, go back up. So let's go ahead and let's look at this person. So.
Okay. She's looking for full-time.
She's looking for full-time. Looking for 34 hours a week. Amazing. Okay, so this is where when she says, I can have another job. Yes, I do have a part-timer. So in this one, I would have said, okay, if you do this full-time, are you planning on keeping another job or are you willing to fully commit to me? Something along those lines.
Right. Okay, so I should have read that and then responded based off of what she said. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, that was my fault. I was just trying to get through this a little quicker. But yes, on that one, you need to actually respond and then you would follow up with your question. So let's just say that she did say that she didn't have another job. See, this is cool because as you start to go through some of these, you start to see even how people respond. It's like, I could tell this person's a good communicator. She's just taking your question. She's just highlighting a different color. And then she's like putting her answer to it.
Yeah.
Again, if this is the only person you see, you don't have context, but I promise you, when you start to see more and more of these, you're like, oh my gosh, this person is someone who I would be able to communicate with.
Right.
And then you'll see people who got really short answers. There's like, there was no thought behind it. There was no attention to detail. And you're like, okay. So there's lots of nuance in this as well, which again, makes the difficult in the whole thing being that a lot of volume. So again, I'm trying to share with you how to shortcut this process from a standpoint of where it looks like eventually, but in the beginning, spend some time for you to actually be able to understand these nuances, know what you're looking for, because it's the work that you do in this process that will prevent you from having to hire another person because you didn't hire the right person. And it's not necessarily 100% on you, because obviously you're dealing with another person who has other things going on and there's other factors rather than whether they want to or not. And there's life situations, but the more of these little nuanced details you can put together, just increases your probability that you're going to hire somebody who is going to be with you and who's going to be with you for a long time because their goals align with yours.
Yeah.
So
would you say I should say anything to her at this point about the full-time or just leave it?
No, for sure. So what did you like about your personal job? So I really like my previous side, being flexible, variety of tasks. Again, looking through these, the variety of tasks they've worked with leads me to develop my skills and exposure. So everyone in here, it's funny. They're like, I'm afraid to give, them new tasks. It's like, they love it. That's what they want. They want more new tasks. She worked for a foreign employer for her, which is great, which means that she knows kind of what the process looks like, what it feels like. She could start June 26th, which is on Sunday. She could start in 4 or 5 days. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. So loving your answers. Yep. I would put one right below this. Would you, if you were to take this job full time, would you be open to committing to this full time and then getting your part time job, something like that?
Full time and leaving your part time job?
Yep.
All
right. Cool. Yep. Go ahead and send.
So this was another person.
Cool.
Should I be going through all of their other responses first?
Yeah. Generally, yes. You should be going through their responses. Again, that was my fault for trying to go through this too quickly, but. So if you go back up, we can kind of filter through people. I'm looking for a full-time job. So she's looking for full-time. She's got experience. She does have another job. So yeah, this would be someone who was just great. So she would have passed everything. And then now she liked less about her vast versus jobs, flexibility, location. Okay, I can spend time with my loved ones. You'll notice that family is really important to them as well. Really important.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So just send her that response then.
Yeah. Yeah. And even this one, if I were to dig a little bit deeper, I would say, how long you've been unemployed for and why. Just ask them. Sometimes they'll this is a great opportunity that they will tell you why they're like being transparent. Or sometimes they even lie to you, which like you can kind of sense why someone's lying as well. It's like, are they willing to be like transparent, or are they going to kind of like give me the workaround, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that one was just the.
What's that Mark one? What's that Mark one? That's number three. Yeah. Okay, I like my last VA job because it allows me to work from comfort of my own home.
You can start tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm telling you, like, you could basically, yes. Cool. Yeah. So then again, like, send in the follow up. Cool. And again,
is a full time job.
It'll take you like a full day to find the right person to probably get the right like four or five people to give on a Zoom interview. And like your biggest problem would be like, which one do I hire out of these four or five? Cause you like you literally could hire all of them.
Right.
So, And going back to what, I think it was Nancy who asked the question, like what happens if somebody ghosts you? Like the reason why you want to make sure that you keep relationships with a lot of these people and continue to respond to them is that if one person doesn't work out, then you can, like, how many times we've actually gone back to the people who we've done this process with, like, hey, just want to let you know that this position opened back up. Like, are you still interested? And a lot of them are like, yes, still interested. Mm-hmm. So a lot of this work that you're doing up front, although you're only going to hire one person, let's say that one person doesn't work out, you can go back to it. And at least your first round can be like, hey, just want to let you know that this position didn't work out. Are you still interested? And instead of having to go through this whole process again, maybe you can start with somebody who's already answered, who's already gone through your Zoom interview, or someone who's already answered the first four or five questions. So that's right. A way to kind of speed the process up too.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So go ahead and unshare your screen for a second. All right. So I'm going to answer a couple more questions here. And then, so Jessica's going to go through this. She's going to get probably four or five people at minimum that she's going to get on to interviews with. And I mean, she could really get on with like probably tomorrow. Right. And then she's going to pick somebody and she's going to hire somebody. And the next question that you guys have is what? Like after you hire somebody, then what?
What tasks do you give them?
What?
What tasks do you give them?
What tasks do you give them, right? And so go through that VA task sheet on the online course, and you'll see some of the things that we have on there as like a good foundation. But if you just look into your business, like, okay, what are some things that I am currently doing in my business right now? So again, if you're doing this or you see somebody else doing this, like start to write down all the things that you do on a daily basis. And let's say today's Thursday. So what are the things I did on Wednesday? What are the things I did on Tuesday? What are the things I did on Monday? And start to write all things down just for your business. Like think about that. And then, okay, so there's all these tasks. And then start to realize that there's a ton of things that you can have this virtual assistant do. And then you'll block off some time before you hire them. Again, like although like you can hire them right away, like give yourself some time to be able to create these videos. So the weekend is a great time. Use Saturday and Sunday, like block off a couple hours for you to just sit behind a computer and make a bunch of screen flows that you're going to start to create this asset of your VA duty sheet. Okay. And then when you onboard them, you also set the expectation like this is the task that you have now, but I'm going to continue to find you more tasks. I know you're looking for more stuff. So, just so you know, like this thing will continue to evolve, it'll continue to grow. And so maybe in the beginning, you're not going to feel like you're working the entire time, but I'm going to continue to find more and more things for you to do. That sound fair? And they say yes, right? So in the beginning, like it's okay if they don't have 40 hours of work to start with. Like most likely, like full transparency, none of our VAs work 40 hours a week. I'm like, not even close, not even close, right? And so you just need to set that expectation that it's like, here's where it is, but like, they're only probably going to work half that time. But is 20 hours a week at $400 a month still worth it? Still worth it? It's still worth it, right? So it's like, you have so much room for error that's why I always think that it should be one of your first hires after your cleaners, because there's so much room for you to make mistakes on. Because when you start to hire a salesperson, you start to hire an office person, like that person actually costs a lot of money, not from a standpoint of like just actual physical costs, but cost opportunity as well, where virtual assistant, like it's task-based things. So there's not a lot of cost they have you outside of just their actual cost. Okay. So you give them a task sheet and then they want to get paid, right? Like they want to get paid. So how do you pay them? So this is actually something that I'm like most proud of. And like, you guys are not even gonna have to like, this was hard to find. And the only reason I found it is because one of the first virtual assistants I hired, he's the one who taught me this. But in the beginning, we used PayPal, we used something else, and it charged them a fee, it charged us a fee. It took forever to get it to them. And then we tried Venmo, and that was kind of a pain in the butt as well. And then this has been the best. So if you go back to your VA hiring course now, Jessica?
Yeah.
So you'll see pay use Remitly. This is the video. So that video will walk you through exactly how to do it, but go and click on Remitly. So this is the website that you're going to use. It's called Remitly. You have to create an account. I think Jessica probably did this because she's a superstar. That's why I had Jessica do this, because she's a stud. Makes it easier for all of us to stay engaged here. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to send money to the Philippines. Yeah.
I think
the website just might be loading. Yeah.
Okay.
And so what you'll do, part of the onboarding process of the virtual assistant, you'll get them to have a bank account. You'll ask for the bank information. Now, you'll have people who, like, there'll be virtual assistants who have bank accounts. There also will be virtual assistants who don't have bank accounts. Okay. And so, like, it's not uncommon for them to actually have a bank account, but you, like, part of their growth as humans is they need to get a bank account as well. So if they say, hey, I don't have a bank account, then go get a bank account. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it forces them also to grow and to level up. So they get a bank account. And then once they get a bank account, go ahead and click bank deposit. The reason why you want bank deposit is because there's no fee on either end, right? So change it to, it doesn't matter which, like we're not actually going to do it today, but
yeah,
change it to $93. So that's what it turns out to be a week US, and then it automatically converts it. Cool. So it's 5,208 Filipino pesos bank deposit. Yeah. Go ahead and click on that. Yep, click down. Did you already put a bank in here for somebody?
Nope.
Oh, cool. Go ahead and click continue. Okay, so yeah, so then you'll ask them. So these are the questions that you'll ask them. Again, I believe this is somewhere in the onboarding, but you need to know like what bank it is. So click on one of the banks. Okay. You'll need to know their account number. You'll need to know their province. So this is probably not going to let you do it without actually having an actual person in there, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go ahead and unshare your screen for a second. Let me see if I can pull mine up. See if I can get this to work here. Ta-da. All right. So let me show you. I'll show you Jaya. She's been with us the longest. She gets paid more now than $90 a week, but So this is what it looks like. Once you put all their bank stuff in there, then you choose what bank account it comes out of. And if you use a debit card, it does charge you. I did have one virtual assistant in the very beginning that he cared more about the speed that it got to him rather than I passed the fee along to him. So when we pay them on Sundays, but it doesn't actually show up in their account until like Wednesday or Thursday. So it's like a 3 or 4 day delay. And so we just let them know, again, like you set the expectation, like we'll pay you on Sunday, but it's not going to show up into your account on Wednesday or Thursday. He was always I need to get that money tomorrow. Wasn't very good with managing his money. I was like, okay, well, if I do it that way, I can get to you quicker, but it's going to cost me more. So it'll basically come out of your pay. He was down with it. So you can use a credit card. Debit card, I'm not sure on that actually, because obviously the fee is here. But then you just pick one of these. So like we will pick like Wilson Five Star, for example. Okay, let me just make sure that this. Yep, so then we click on this. Okay. Boom, so there's no fees. So it says Tuesday the 27th, right? So it says it's going to take basically like 6 days to get there or 5 days to get there. No transfer fee. Everything looks good. This is a payment. This is her. Her bank information. Then we just click send money. And that's it. And then you go to transfer history. And then you can see here that so these are some of our virtual assistants. So you get paid. That's it. You can see some that are in progress that are delivered. Easy peasy. Cool. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I have a lot of work to do.
Yeah. So there again, there's work to be done up front. But after it's done up front, then at that point, it's literally just a matter of you just click send a couple times, and that's how you pay your virtual assistant. I recommend paying them every single week. Because that's what the guy who created Online Jobs PH told me to do. And so I just said all that he said. Now I'm sharing that same thing with you guys.
Amazing.
All right. Let me answer some more questions here. I'm glad you are the one typing. Yes. The candidates are fast. That's what you're looking for. You're looking for speed. It's funny because out of all these, actually, just we go back now to your account. And before I finish out this training and these questions, go back to Online Jobs PH and let's just see how many applicants we have now. Just out of curiosity.
Where do I see the total?
So go back to account and then go to job posts. And you have 40 applicants and it's been about an hour, I guess, right?
Wow.
So, give it to 70, 80, 90, 100, somewhere in there. And then after that, what you do is you see where it says active, click on active, and then just make it inactive once you get there. And that way it still allows you to respond to everyone who's applied, but no more new applicants can come in there. And that way you're just focused on getting through the applicants that you do have.
Okay.
So,
good.
And that becomes your process. Cool.
Yeah. Thank you so much for doing that. I feel like now it was exactly what I needed to just get the ball rolling.
Yeah. You just needed 40 applicants in an hour just to be like, okay, can I work for you, Jessica, please? And again, if you guys want to, again, I'm giving you the framework to go off of, but you can pay them less. Like, think about this. Like, if you have 100 applicants, like, do you think you could pay less than $90 a week? Like, I know you could, right? Mm-hmm. So could you pick different, like, there's so many things you guys could do based on like what your goals are. And so I think it's very important that I show you this as just a framework to start from, but make this so it works for your business, whether that's how many hours, that's how much pay, whatever the tasks they are doing. if it works for your business, and then you say, and you tell them upfront, here's what I need from you. And they're like, yes, ma'am, I can start tomorrow. I can start today. I love it. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Then like the higher likelihood that they're going to be a good fit for you. So again, it mainly goes back to you and you just knowing exactly what you want. And feeling confident in it as well. And just being like transparent, like, hey, like you're my first virtual assistant. Like, just so you know, like I'm going to mess up. So are you willing to mess it with me? Yeah, sure. Thank you. Yes. I'm willing to mess up with you. That sounds great. okay, cool. So let me answer a couple more questions here. And actually, before I answer questions, that's it for the training. So like, that's it. Literally that simple. Will you guys give Jessica some love for going through the process for like showing you guys that like this is what came out like this is what it looks like. So like give her some love.
You are welcome. Please. Thank you, Logan, for just offering this to me. That was amazing.
Well, you're just in love. Like you're an executor. Everyone on here can see it. Like it's nice. Like you make it easy for everyone. It's super nice. So, all right, let me answer a couple more questions here. I'm going to answer probably, I got another call here. So probably about 15, 20 minutes. So we'll answer questions specifically on the VA training. And then if we have time after that, then I'll answer anything else. But, and if you guys have got what you guys needed, you guys feel free to hop off or go start executing. Like you don't have to be on here if you feel like you got what you need. Again, thank you guys for being on here. Super appreciate you guys being on here. Again, this training will eventually go into the masterclass. So go in there and just quick shout out to Jessica and Lucas, like in their hybrid executors. I saw Edgar on here as well. He just signed up for Deckhead Day, but there's a couple more days left if you guys are interested in actually like coming and hanging out with me in Montana, or if you guys want to come to Arizona at the end of the summer. We had about three more days with the 50% discount. So if you guys are interested in that, you guys can reach out. But other than that, you guys are good. You guys got what you need today. Thank you guys for hopping on here. Otherwise, I'm going to stick on for another 15 or so minutes to answer some questions. Okay, Nancy, my brain wants to be a real 9TD. Yeah, this is a great example of a perfectionism. Like all that is hidden perfectionism, and like perfectionism is like just an excuse to like not get started. So just do something, Nancy. I can say that, Nancy. We're friends. And if we're not friends, then we'll eventually become friends. I'm sorry, I don't have two screens. So I literally just got back to Montana and I left my other screen in Arizona. So like I gotta go buy a new screen. So I'm literally working off one screen here. Yeah, exactly, Renee. Okay, sorry, I'm just like, I'm gonna talk to myself. Another task for a VA, organize all the responses into a folder in an email. Yeah. Eventually, like when you have a good VA, their job will be to hire VAs for you. Like that's cool. It doesn't need to be perfect, only considered neat and tidy if it follows the org chart. How will you know when you're asking too much? Is it generally something they are accurate on? No such thing. Again, be transparent. Like if you want to know the answer, like ask the question, like be transparent. How will you know when you're asking, oops, does it really work for domestic payments, direct deposit as well? I don't know. It's a great question. I'm sure it probably does, but I have no idea. I've never even looked at it from that point of view. I think it's designed for foreign exchange, but I could totally be wrong about that. Good question. Is there software like LastPass you use with the VA so you don't have to share passwords? Good question, Jose. We do use LastPass, but we don't use it with our VAs, ironically enough. We just trust them, in all fairness. Like, there's going to be a level of trust when you hire a personal assistant or virtual assistant that you just have to trust somebody. You do the best to put as many of those filters in place as you possibly can, but yeah, like they have access to our bank account. Like they log into our bank account and like, again, because they do a lot of our personal financial stuff as well. So there's a level of trust that you have with this person. And again, that's something that is more earned than given. Actually, let me buy that up. It is earned. It is not given. So a virtual assistant, like, they'll start with these things. And as they get more and more trust, you'll give them more and more leash. But yeah, if you truly want freedom, you must give up control. So to me, like, my freedom is truly more important than control. So my virtual assistant, they have access to all my money, and they have access to all my passwords. And I guess if they mess up, then they mess up, right? Is what it is. So we do as much as we can to lower our downside of what they can and can't do, or what they can and can't, expose ourselves to. But like, there's some things that we just give them access to passwords and access to certain accounts, because I'd rather have them take care of it rather than me having to, like, okay, yes, now you can log in, or yes, now I can do the two-step verification or whatever it is that they need. So, but that's more of a personal preference. I'll share my personal preference with you. Your personal preference might be different now, and that might evolve. And my personal preference might evolve too. Like, I might eventually come back over more control as I get further along. So, but yes, you can use things like LastPass, or like what Jessica shared with me today. Like we just literally update our passwords too. Like, sometimes we just change them. So, the only duties and tasks I would not assign to a VA are, yes, like, tasks and duties basically takes care of the word that it's like, it's repetitive. So all of them. The only thing we don't give to our VAs are things that require a little bit more critical thinking, or that need to have a, like, they need to talk to somebody.
Okay. I guess that's what I was, like, direct client contact.
Yeah. So, like, if they need to, like, call somebody on the phone, we haven't moved any of our virtual assistants up to that point. Not to say they can't, because they, like, they can speak English. They talk well. It's just we haven't done that in our company yet. So, because I'm looking at a virtual assistant as, not as like a replacement of Americans, but again, as helper, like as to complement. So some companies, they only use virtual assistants, and that's totally fine too. Yeah. Awesome. Love the hearts. Yeah. Those are all for Jessica. Do you have your VA do the interviews for the new VAs? Yes, we do. Yeah. That's 2.5 years later. It's taken me that long to feel confident in Jaya, who's the one who's been with us that long, for her to do it. But yeah, now she does, but she didn't always do it. The wise quote was, yeah, are your VA's employees? Ah, this is so good. This is what I actually posted in my stories yesterday. So virtual assistants are technically not employees. They're technically subcontractors. But you can treat them like employees, and you're not going to get the labor board called on you because they're foreign. So it's really, really nice. It's kind of like what most cleaning businesses want from their cleaners. They want to pay them as independent contractors, but they want to treat them as employees, right? Which is totally illegal. And, you can, like, there's lots of like wrist slaps that you get for that, but for virtual assistants, it literally is that. And so, yeah, there's no FICA taxes, there's no unemployment, there's no insurance, it's amazing. It's so good. Like, that's a whole nother hidden benefit of hiring virtual assistants. So, and if you guys haven't even hired, like, your first W-2 employees, like, those are things you guys haven't even seen yet as well, is that you don't just pay them their wage. Obviously, you probably know as an employee that you also have to, you're paying their Social Security, and they're paying their Medicare and unemployment and state or federal taxes as well. But also, like, unemployment, workman's comp, like, these are all these other things that you're paying on top of their wages. Whereas for virtual assistants, you're not paying any of that. You're literally just paying them their wage. And you're not even paying a processing fee because you're using Remitly. Freaking amazing. No, because they're not Americans. You don't issue 1099s. So you do nothing. I guess you just like they're just an expense for you. That's all. So they're just, they literally are an expense on your books, and they say virtual assistant. So you get to write them off 100%. Yeah, it's really, really cool. It's super, super cool. All right, guys. I think those are all the questions that are in the chat. Anyone else have any final questions on virtual assistants? Cool. All right. Well, we got about 10 minutes. So if you guys have any other questions in general, just general Q&A, if you guys have any questions, if you want to, you guys can either type in the chat or you guys can unmute yourself and just start talking. We got about 10 minutes. So if you have any questions outside virtual assistants that you have in your business, you have situations, you have problems, you're looking for solutions, you're looking for someone to bounce ideas off of. And again, if not, you guys are good to go. I'm not your daddy, but feel free to leave.
Hey, Logan, thanks for the info today. That was all really, really awesome stuff.
Yes, Audie. And Audie, big shout out to you. She's coming out to Bozeman in about a month. So excited to see you out here as well. Should be fun.
Yes, we're super excited. So I kind of have a non-VA related question that I'm dealing with right now. So I've been issuing. So, of course, with all businesses, I'm always trying to improve and make things better. And I've had really amazing clients that have been flexible with my ever-changing updates with services and whatnot. So right now I'm basically quoting or charging by the hour, but eventually I want to switch to flat rates because hourly is not going to work when I hire people because everyone's going to work at a different pace. So that's not fair to the client.
Yep.
So I know that once I go to the flat rate, like, I guess my question is, because Decadent a Day is coming up in about 3 weeks, and I need to hold off on issuing all these policy updates until after Decadent a Day, I'm thinking. So that's kind of like, I guess that's not really my question. My question is, I have temporary help right now. She's going to leave in October. So with your processes for hiring and recruiting, like, how long do you think? Like, I've seen things about training only taking about a week.
Yeah.
With the way y'all do it. Yeah. So do I need to bring someone on board before Decadent a Day or just kind of before October? I guess I'm just really confused about what I need to take.
Good. Good. So I'm going to answer all those questions all in one and say, don't not take action because you're thinking about this one event, which is one day, which deck in the day, don't stop taking action, like take as much action as you possibly can up for there. So then you have all this experience, all these things like, hey, Logan, I did this. And here are my results, here are my outcomes. And they're like, okay, cool. So then we can take all that experience, all that information. And then we can have a better plan moving forward after that day. Right. So all the things you want to do, like, again, I'm not your daddy, but I give you permission to take as much action as you possibly can between now and then. Right.
Sounds good.
I did half jokingly, just because I'm somebody who's always like, also like when I get coaching, I'm like, okay, like what should I do now? What should I do? And as being on this side of it, and also being on this side of it too, with my hand up and my hand down, is like take as much freaking action as you possibly can, get as much information, get as much data, because that data is what's going to allow us to have really good information to be able to say, okay, based on this, there's a high probability that this will work in the future. Right.
Okay.
So onboard this girl, make changes in your business, like continue to do all these little things. Like, oh, I had this idea, like change it with new clients. Like I would, so to give you a little bit more strategy is like update your pricing changes with new clients, leave existing clients alone for the moment. And that way you have like kind of two systems that like, okay, so these old clients are doing this way, the new clients are getting this way. And so you can start to see that there is differences. And if the opportunity arises for it, then you can say, okay, now it's time to upgrade or move all my existing clients up to this new level of how I charge them. But until then, like just everybody that's new come in, like practice on them with this new flat rate style billing.
Perfect. That's what I'm doing right now. So Yay.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So you're already doing it. So again, like sometimes it's nice to just get a validation and a confirmation, but yeah, you're doing it. So keep doing that. So take more action.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm going to go back and watch the read in your documents for the recruiting masterclass. And like, I need to read up on that before I see you. So I come in with some knowledge.
Yeah. And hire that girl and hire, you know, hire away and just do. And then from there, like that's the best teacher is just through actual experience. So
100%. Cool. Thank you.
All right, Brian. I did away less filtering when I tried mine. It was a tough process. Okay, cool. Yeah. Are the percentages rates you have on your empowerment play, including all your all-in costs? Are the percentages and rates you have on your empowerment pay, including your all-in costs? Jessica, explain what you mean by that. Oh, I can hear your lips moving, but you're not talking. So maybe your audio is off on your end.
My headset was muted.
Oh, there you go. I got you. What's up?
So the empowerment pay that you have in your training, those percentages, is that what you are seeing or what the employee is seeing? For example, is that like your all-in cost with your workers' comp and all of that?
Nope. It's what the employee sees. So it's that percentage is a gross, is a percentage of the gross. So Jessica, you are the cleaner. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you produced $1,000 of cleans this week. You get 43% of that, so you made $430. That would be your wages, and then the employer, obviously, we pay everything else on top of that. And then you obviously don't quite get that as an employee because you get all those deductions taken away as well. But that would be your top line gross essentially as an employee. Right.
Okay. So is that a different calculation on the back end for you to do the math on that?
I mean, it's the same way that you do hourly. Like as hourly, yeah. It's the same process, right? So, example, you make $430. Right. Excuse me. So let's say you're in the 43% tax bracket. And you made $1,000 gross. So that means that you would be owed like me as the company owes you, Jessica, $430. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. Well, let's say you're an hourly employee. Okay. And you made $20 an hour and you worked 21 and a half hours last week. So we take 21 and a half hours times that by 20. And what do we get? We get $430. Okay. So do you know how to pay somebody if they're making $20 an hour at 21.5 hours?
Yes.
It's exactly the same. Just okay. How do you get to that $430 is different.
Yeah. I guess I'm just thinking too hard about it on the back end of things. And exactly how I'm including that numbers. Okay.
It's exactly the same. It's the front end that's different. So it's how do you get to 430? That is that like it's more complicated than 21 times 20 and a half. That part is more complicated, but your back end is exactly the same. So you plug in 430 the same in like what payroll software do you use or service?
QuickBooks.
Yeah. So what like whatever the number says in there that like this person gets paid and you just plug that same number in.
Okay. Gotcha. I was thinking of it more from the perspective of like the pricing of the client, but I can see it's already included in the calculations.
Okay. So then now so you're thinking about the front end half of it now. Okay. So with does the back end make sense to you? So again, yeah. Like once that number is like it's exactly the same. Now the front half is different. So to get to that, there's different tiers, right? So 43% is one of them, 38% is one of them, and 33, I think, is the first one, right? I'm not quite sure. Anyway, there's the three tiers. And so now you're the cleaner again, okay? And so you produced $1,000 in revenue, and you worked 35 hours, which is in that tier three, okay? So because you worked in tier three, you get the higher percentage, which is 43%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then so you get 43% of 1,000, which is $430. But let's say that you worked 25 hours. So that puts you in tier one and you generated $500. So that would be, what is tier one? What's the percentage? Does anyone actually know what the percentage is for tier one?
28.
So you worked, so you produced $500 and you get 28% of that. So it's $140. Okay. Yeah, now we got 140, and then now you plug that in QuickBooks, and then everything on the back end is the same.
Gotcha.
That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You give me an example, or I'll give you an example and you do the math.
I don't think I'm posing my question properly. I think that's part of the problem.
So what part are you not getting then?
I guess I'm trying to do the calculations for the profits that I'm making in the actual pricing sheet and how that's calculated with all of those extra taxes and workers' comp and all of that included in like my all-in number.
I see. So we're not talking about the employee necessarily at all in this situation from a standpoint of you're trying to figure out if you're paying, back to our first example, you're paying $430 of taxable wages, how much are you actually paying on top of that?
Correct.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. So it's going to be obviously a little bit different based on your state and all the other taxes you have going on. But I like to calculate it at an additional 30%.
30%. Okay. So that was my,
use that as a,
sorry, like
a
that base. Was my question.
Yeah. Okay. There it is. Yeah. Use that as like a base filter. It's like tack on additional 30%. So
yes. Okay. Thank you.
Close to the math here. So if I owe you $430, me as the business, I'm going to have to pay an extra 30%, which is an extra $130. So 130 plus 430. So it's actually costing me $559 in order to pay you $430.
Correct.
Was that the question you were asking?
Yes. The question was the 30%. Thank you. Sorry it took me so long to get there, but I still learned. So it's all good.
Thank you. Thank you for staying with me. Thank you for being transparent. Like, I could tell you didn't get it. You're like, no, I still don't get this. Like, this is how we actually got to the right answer. So thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Awesome. And everyone else got value from that too. That was amazing. Are you asking? Okay, yeah. So how does your 30% include? Yeah, 30% is everything. So that's Social Security, that's Medicare, that's workman's comp, it's unemployment, all of it. Yeah, see? Audie says thank you. Renee says thank you as well. Awesome, guys. Gals, appreciate you guys. Hopefully you guys got some value from this training. And if you did, put a little shout out in the Facebook group. Again, make sure you shout out Jessica and let everybody know that they're missing out. They didn't come and watch this, that they need to go watch that training. It'll be in the membership area soon. Who knows? I'm not gonna give a time frame on it. I'm not gonna set an expectation I can't follow through with, but it'll be inside the membership area soon. So if you guys do want to go back and watch the training, it'll be in there, and I'll make a post and an email about it as well. So thank you guys for hopping on here. Thanks for asking great questions and being contributors. And again, you guys are the ones who are building this community. And so continue to post questions, ask questions, help other people. Like when I do one-on-ones, the biggest thing I tell people is like, you guys have so much to value. You guys have so much value that you're not sharing with other people because you think that you are not valuable enough to share what you guys know. And so every single person that's on here right now, like, you have something to share that somebody else in the group needs to hear. And you're stopping yourself because you're like, oh, like, I'm not what so-and-so is doing. Like, oh, this person has more revenue than I do. It's like, it doesn't, like, there's, you're actually more valuable to somebody who's closer than you are than somebody who's further and further away, right? So the closer that you are to somebody in revenue or that you just got started, like, that person will connect with you more than the person who's like 20 years, 10 years, $20,000, $40,000, $50,000 of revenue down the line. Like, they'll more connect with you So share your experience and just share with, here's what I did. It's not, here's what you should do. It's just, here's what I did. And then let them be let them decide whether they take the information or not. Right. So if that helps you guys feel better to sharing, it's like, here's not what you should do. Again, if you notice, I'm very conscious of this. Like, I'm not sharing with you guys what you guys should do. I'm just sharing with you guys how I did it and sharing with you things I learned. It's up to you guys to decide whether you guys take action or not. If you don't, cool. If you do, cool. Either way, I get enjoyment off sharing. So there you go. It ain't about you guys. It's about me. Oh, ha, gotcha. Anyway, I appreciate you guys. Happy Thursday. We'll chat with you guys. Laters. Bye.